Welcome to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast.
Hi, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us. Here's some highlights from today's show.
iPod no longer being produced by Apple. You can't get that anymore. They've decided they're not going to sell it anymore. So we're talking about the oldest piece of tech that you have. Family Life Radio, what do you got?
I have a TI-99-4A. It's my first computer, a Texas Instrument.
When you said TI, I knew that was Texas Instruments.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I got it from Kmart when I was 10 years old. It was $49.
No way! $49?
Wow.
Yep, 1979.
And have you turned it on?
It still works.
No way!
Oh, my goodness.
So, what can you do with this thing? What will it do?
You still has the cassettes and like some of the games, the cartridges.
Wow.
I didn't know they made computers. I just remembered the graphing calculators that I had to have from TI.
That's what they were most famous for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just the name Texas Instruments strikes fear in me.
Yes.
I associate it only with calculators.
Oh, goodness.
Well, now you can associate it with one more thing.
There you go. One more thing you don't know how to work properly.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's funny. Wow. Man, I do remember that computers had cassettes that would load up the programs.
I do remember those. Shoved them in there and had to try to close them four or five times before they would stick.
That was before the floppy disk.
Right. Yes. Oh, we are so old.
The only way you could get online was you had a 300 baud modem that clicked into an ISA port on the side.
Yeah, the phone.
That's freaky.
You would take the phone and put it on that little thing and it would somehow communicate.
I remember that from war games. I think there are things that we can all agree you are not supposed to do on an airplane. There's like proper plane etiquette.
Okay, where's this coming from?
I got to go home to Texas for Mother's Day to visit my mom and my grandma and my aunt. Flying home, I took a little nappy nap and I woke up and I smelled something immediately when I came to, and I was like, oh my goodness, what is that aroma? And I happened to look over, and the guy next to me had taken his cowboy boots off on the plane.
Oh my.
And it smelled like dirty feet and dirty socks.
Of course it did.
It was disgusting. And I thought, what on earth possessed you to do that, dude? And he was just perfectly comfortable, like just, you know, all sprawled out, nasty feet hanging out. He was fine.
You know, there's something, there's a phrase, or is... Yeah, I think it's a phrase. Self-awareness.
He didn't have it.
He didn't have it.
Totally lacking.
Yeah. I mean, I've taken shoes off before. I think that's maybe just a no-no on its own, but you got to know whether you're stinking up the place or not.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it hit my nostrils the second that I woke up, so it was pretty...
Maybe that's what woke you up.
Maybe that's what woke me up. It was bad. It was really, really bad. And,
well, why don't we do this as a public service announcement? What else is just to help each other be better on planes?
Mm-hmm.
What should we not be doing?
Yeah. Hashtag do better.
Yes.
My husband and I were on a plane getting settled in. In comes the woman to sit next to me. We're sitting in the bulkhead. She immediately removes her sandals and puts her feet and toes up on that carpeted wall for the rest of the flight.
No!
The entire flight. She never relented. She never put them away. Her feet, her toes. There.
In full display.
And I cannot describe to you, they were not clean. I'll just stop there.
My.
No. Yes. Yes.
Was there an aroma?
Well, I
think the visual might be alone.
Well, I know. I'm just dogpiling here.
In this
here.
Case, they were in front of me the entire trip. I kept thinking, it's just a two-hour flight. A two-hour flight.
Now, if my mother is listening, I'm sorry, Mom. But this is my mom. She has, in the past, been known to pack an egg salad sandwich.
Okay, stop. No.
Yes.
Stop with the smelly food.
So we're going to add stinky food to the list.
No.
Don't bring stinky food on the plane.
No, and there's no excuse.
I mean,
you're not going to starve for the 2 hours.
Can we all agree the egg salad sandwich, it takes you to Funky Town?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Sweetheart, you're so good at making things from a box. It's Cankle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. That's what Misty says to her husband. She doesn't like to make things from a box. Now, you do make from scratch meals.
I do.
But
I enjoy that.
When it comes to anything made from a box, you tell your husband he's the best at it.
You're so good at making ramen, honey. Could you please boil the noodles?
And since Misty brought that up, I realized that my own wife, Becky, has been telling me that I'm the best quesadilla maker in the world. And I believed it, and I happily make her quesadillas. And now I realize what's going on here. Am I really the best quesadilla maker in the world?
I don't think so. You may be.
I believe it.
Yeah, you do?
I thought I could stay out of the discussion until I realized, you know what? Point your finger back at yourself. I tell my husband all the time he's the best vacuumer ever. And he is. He truly is.
Oh, so you're not just saying that.
Maybe I just pour it on a little bit.
Maybe you don't really want a vacuum, Sally. I think that's what's really happening
here. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, I'm cluing into that right now.
Oh, no,
Family Life Radio.
I just wanted to say my husband is the best driver. He's the best driver, and the reason why he's the best driver is because I used to drive for 53 years. We didn't get married till 9 years ago, and I used to drive. And my sister lives 7.5 hours from here.
Okay.
And he would say, we can only go like every 4 months or every 6 months. We've been going actually almost every weekend to go see her through Dallas. So I compliment him every time we take a trip, and he just loves to drive.
Hey, I'm Maddie Mullins. Thank you so much for supporting Family Life Radio. As a listener-supported ministry, God is using you to be a part of a story of a life change.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org.
Michael Fritz and Friends here on Family Life Radio. God's at work around us all the time in our lives. Denise, share your good news today.
Back in the fall, my dad got really sick, and he had 2 near-death experiences, and I was able to lead him to the Lord.
Wow.
Wow.
Very cool.
Do you think the near-death experiences helped that situation?
I do believe so. And maybe during his near-death experience, he actually got to see Jesus. I don't know. But he'd never been a man that would profess Christianity. He had been hurt really bad by the church, and so wouldn't darken the door, wouldn't talk about Jesus. But then I was able to lead him to the Lord and, you know, do the prayer of salvation with him before he died on my birthday.
Oh.
It was such a blessing because the day he welcomed me into the world, he was welcomed into the arms of Christ.
Oh, what a beautiful way of looking at that.
That is.
I just have to ask about that moment you made the decision to one more time share Jesus with your dad, because there must have been doubt. It sounds like you knew that he had totally rejected, I think you said, Christianity,
right.
And yet you pressed on.
I just was really frank with him. I said, Dad, you almost died twice now. It is time for you to make that ultimate decision. Where do you want to spend eternity? He goes, I'm going to heaven. And I said, how do you know? And he goes, Jesus.
Mm.
The cool thing about it, 3-4 months before he actually died, there was such a change in his countenance. He became the nicest person ever.
Ooh, I love
and
that.
He wasn't a nice person before that.
That's Jesus.
To see that amount of change in a man who had rejected Christ on every level, but to have him become the man of God that I knew that
I
he was.
It. Yeah.
It was amazing.
You know, it's proof there's a God.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for telling that story. How beautiful. Love it.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I was really challenged recently. Maybe you will be too. By a thought from a devotional from Pamela Crimm that I was reading. What if you've already have what you've been searching for. Like, do you, like me, find yourself in a grass always seems greener over there mode? It's hard to confess, but it happens. Maybe it's your home that you think, man, it just doesn't measure up to my friend's home. Or maybe it's the one you said, I do till death do I part. And now it's been a couple of years and you're like, really? The challenge that really hit me, maybe this will make a difference for you, is that what if the very thing we've been seeking is right there in front of us, but we've let it drift away, thinking that there's got to be something better? What happened to this thing that began with such enthusiasm? Can you relate to that? I mean, you start out thinking, man, this is awesome. And you start life out maybe in, like we did, in a little studio apartment. And then you think, it's kind of small and wish I had something different. On and on it goes for me. And maybe you too.
I think comparison becomes, is a huge stealer of joy. 100%.
Yes, amen. Yep. That's what I'm saying. Your eyes start to wander and you become so next focused that we're missing the joy that's right in front of us.
Yeah.
Because we're straining for that other thing that we think we're missing out on. God led me to Psalm 37, verse 4. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Wow. That just hit me. It was a really aha moment for me. Like, God will give you and probably already has given you and me the desires of our heart. He placed those desires there. So what I did, and I hope this is a help and a challenge to you too, is I asked him, give me eyes to see anew what I'm missing, what you've already provided for me. And let my prayer be, Lord, open my eyes to the desires of my heart that you've already given me. Help me see what I already have, what I'm destined to grow. And I want to fulfill what you have provided for me. I don't want to walk away from your provision. Guys, there's so much. Our whole world is just built to cause us to be dissatisfied, to think there's something better.
Well, you're right. I mean, just marketing itself says you're not enough. Yeah. You need to buy this thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I know.
And marriage and relationships, think about how they're portrayed now.
Mm-hmm.
As just toss it away when you're tired of it. Raj and I have been married a long, long time. We're actually grandparents now. And there have been those moments, and I'm not afraid to confess it, through the years that you're just like, forever? Like, really? I just want to encourage you. You'll love it. It's worth it. Open your eyes to what God has already provided for you.
And you know what that does is when you realize that you have some things that he's already provided for you, that you've asked for, that'll boost your faith.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's like, oh, yeah, wait a second. That happened. Hey, thank you, God.
Yes.
He can do it then. Yes. He can do it again.
Absolutely.
You know, Kank, you and Becky have a way that you do that. You've talked about it. You have a little reminder journal kind of thing that
We write. I've got like a 3-ring binder of different things that God has done for us. I need to put some stuff in there, Sally. It's been a while.
I need to start that. I think that's a brilliant idea.
Then you can
look back.
Yeah, you can pull it off the shelf and look at it when you're feeling a little low and say, yeah, God's still working.
Mm-hmm.
He still does stuff. Hey, if you want to chime in, we'd love to hear from you. 888-888-9976. I hope your family is healthy, doing well. Mine wasn't. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. So, went with my son on a field trip, and he came home and got sick.
Oh, no.
And it was, we got a little word after, you know, that there was a bug that went around on that boat, on that, we were on a boat too, but on the bus. And so Sam got it, and oh, guys, he was so sick to his stomach.
Oh, no.
It was bad. Ugh. And then I don't know why it took so long, but about a week later, yours truly.
Oh, no.
Yes. Guys, it was really sick to my stomach doesn't really describe.
Oh, no.
I don't think you want me to describe.
We don't need anything more.
You probably don't want all the details.
No, No.
I know you'd like to tell us,
I'll just say this. Now, this is what's interesting. Just a couple of days later after I got sick, as I was starting to get better.
Yes.
Becky, my wife, got sick.
Uh-oh.
It's awful.
And this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to say it was like the first day into it. She looks over at me as she's laying on the couch in pain. Honey, I was very skeptical of how sick you were.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I now realize I've misjudged.
Oh.
See, what was going down was this. Uh-huh. A man cold was in her head.
Oh,
that's all he has is a man cold.
Man cold is real. We've established that.
She thought you were being a little dramatic?
Yeah.
A little over the top?
Exactly. Uh-huh. Well, I have been vindicated.
You were not being dramatic, huh?
No. It was horrible.
It really, really was.
Aww.
So, if you're listening right now and you know that the man cold is there, maybe some of it's real. Just maybe.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 10% is real.
Or maybe there's a man cold.
Yeah, right. I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy. Family Life Radio, it's Kenkel Fritz and friends. Do you have joy to report or a story that brings you joy? What's bringing you joy? You know what this is, guys? It's code word for praise report.
Yes.
I don't know if that went, oh, ding, ding, ding. Oh, I get what that is. So if you've got one, hey, you know what? The Bible talks about how we should share our joy. And if God is doing something good, share that. And then, you know, it boosts each other's faith. So here's our phone number. 888-888-9976. Give us a call. Hello.
Hi, my name is Cade. How are you doing today?
Good, Cade. What's on your mind?
Y'all were talking about how people will tell you that you weren't going to be able to do something, but God had other plans for you. Well, I got a good story for you on
that.
Tell
us. Yeah.
In high school, I wanted to be a swimmer, but I don't really have the body shape for it. I'm a pretty big guy. I'm a guy built for hugs, not for swimming. I said, you know what? I'm going to join the swim team. So I went ahead and I did it. And I joined my sophomore year of high school. And by the time I was in my senior year, I was one of the captains of the swim team. And I was one of the fastest swimmers.
Wow.
How awesome. Way to go.
I didn't get any slimmer, but I got faster.
I got a thought for you. That God doesn't have a speaking problem. Maybe we have a listening problem. It's Kenkel Fritz and friends with you on Family Life Radio. Saw this statement, and I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
But then it went on to say this. I haven't heard this part. When God doesn't have your attention, he may allow something to happen to disturb whatever does.
Oh.
And I thought of that. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Like a dagger through the heart, that is.
Why is that?
Oh, because, okay. So Sally and I have a fondness for watching makeup videos. And I do believe Sally has a little more self-control than I do.
Misty,
I don't know about that. I have a we'll just call it an addictive personality. So when I start watching, I can't always stop. And I'll go, okay, I'll watch one more and then I'll do my devotional. I'll watch one more and then I'll read my Bible. I'm just going to watch one more. And then like 3 hours have passed and it's time for me to like make dinner and go to bed. And I haven't opened my Bible. And there have been times, I would say this has happened like 3 or 4 times over the course of the past year, where all of a sudden we lose internet. And our house, for some reason, you can't really get good cell service inside the house. So if I lose internet, I also can't get
you really can't
the 5G.
Download stuff
on your phone. I can't watch anything on my phone. So it's like all of a sudden cell, TV, it's gone. And then it's like, well, guess I have time to do that devotional now because I'm watching these makeup videos.
God's disturbing your internet.
He disturbed my internet. And I find it's really those days. It's happened on those days when I physically cannot bring myself to put down that phone. And I don't want to, you know, definitively say that God took away my internet, but sometimes I feel like, God, did you take away my internet?
Sure. You know, I love the idea that God's taken away your internet and your neighbors because of you.
Right. I punished the whole street.
Hey, sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about the show, just go to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.